From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Bush loyalists are taking the offensive today in response to a book by former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan. In it, he claims the administration relied on what he termed an aggressive political propaganda campaign instead of the truth to sell the Iraq War. Former Bush administration spokesman Ari Fleischer said he's taken aback by what's contained in the memoirs.
This comes as a complete surprise to me. I'm heartbroken in so many ways because this is not the Scott McClellan I know. And there's just something about this book that just doesn't make any sense to me, because Scott never once expressed any of these thoughts to me in private.
The White House said President Bush doesn't plan to comment, saying he has more pressing matters than to spend time commenting on books by former staffers. Current White House Press Secretary Dana Perino issued a statement in which she said it's clear McClellan is, quote, disgruntled about his experience at the White House. More than 100 nations have reached an agreement to ban the current designs of cluster bombs. The U.S. was not part of the negotiations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Activists pushing for the treaty say this is the start of a long process of stigmatizing a weapon that kills civilians. Carol Bogert of Human Rights Watch says it's also a diplomatic defeat for the U.S.
They weren't present here in Dublin. They didn't have diplomats on the ground here. But there was a lot of active diplomacy elsewhere to try and dissuade those nations who did want a cluster munitions treaty from moving forward. And they failed in that. And the treaty that emerged today is a very robust one, and that's not what the United States wanted at all.
A top State Department official argued last week that the U.S. preferred to work through the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons to regulate the use of cluster bombs. Bogert called that a cumbersome body and a recipe for paralysis, which is why she says the U.S. wanted to keep the issue there. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Iran's new parliament speaker has warned that his country could set new limits on its cooperation with the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. His comments come after the agency reported Iran may be withholding information needed to prove whether it tried to make nuclear weapons. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Ali Larijani told Iran's parliament that the new report by the International Atomic Energy Agency was what he termed deplorable. He said Iran recommends that the agency and the 5+1 group stop what he called clandestinely passing Iran's nuclear dossier between them. The 5+1 group refers to the permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany. The Security Council has imposed 3 sets of sanctions on Iran over its nuclear activities, which Iran says are purely peaceful. Larijani is Iran's former top nuclear negotiator. He was overwhelmingly elected as parliament speaker on Wednesday. The new parliament, like the last one, is dominated by conservatives, but is expected to be more critical of the Iranian president's foreign and economic policies. For NPR News, I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.
In Wall Street, the Dow was up 45 points. This is NPR. After offering buyouts and incentives to its hourly workers, number 2 domestic automaker Ford is also expected to now slash its salaried workforce. According to published reports, the struggling automaker may cut its U.S. salaried workforce by as much as 12%, or by roughly 2,000 jobs. Detroit News reports some employees were told about the proposed involuntary layoffs during a town hall-style meeting last week. A Ford spokesman says no final decision has been made, with the automaker expected to release more details of its latest cost-cutting initiative in July. Hollywood studios have tentatively reached agreement on a 3-year labor contract with one of 2 Hollywood actors' unions, NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Prospects for another crippling strike grew dimmer Wednesday as the studios reached a deal with the smaller of the 2 actors' unions, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. The surprising stumbling block had been the studios' wish to use clips featuring actors on the Internet without seeking permission. The agreement gives the union 90 days to work out a system for actors to give blanket permission to use clips from a series in exchange for compensation. AFTRA usually negotiates in tandem with the larger actors' union, the Screen Actors Guild, but this year they parted company. SAG said it would study the AFTRA deal and resumed its own stalled talks with the studios. Kim Masters, NPR News.
Orders for costly manufactured goods, things designed to last 3 years or more, declined by a smaller-than-expected amount in April. The government reported today the durable goods orders were down 0.5%, mostly due to a fall-off in orders for automobiles and commercial aircraft. However, excluding the volatile transportation sector, the government says durable goods orders actually rose 2.5%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.